Airmen.
Up above freezing over here. We're good. And happy birthday to you.
Patrick. Well, it says 35, and it says 35% humidity, and it's wind's turning to west-southwest, it looks like, and it's feels like 26, it says.
It was warm, I just said it was about freezing. Just glad to see that.
Two of us. Well, you can hear them frog legs sizzling in the background. And Bernice made me a beautiful red cake. And she didn't go to a lot of trouble with the decoration on the top, but it's sure pretty to me. And maybe we'll have some of it left over tomorrow night.
My plan. Never tried frog legs, though.
Honestly, they're just about, I was talking to a guy this morning, he said they used to always go down to a restaurant place up in the northeast, and he said, I thought it was chicken, and it was frog legs. They're about the same, Patrick. Smaller bones, I guess you'd say, but they are very delicious. You'd like them if you like chicken.
It's frog or one small chicken for the legs, confused the legs up.
Hey, our resident pedophile's back trying to QRM, but it isn't doing any good. Some people don't have anything to do they, Patrick? just amazing somebody's that sick.
Yeah, roger that. What do you do? You just can't fix stupid.
That's a fact. Well, I'm watching the weather here. Tomorrow it says 40 in Greenville. And looking forward to that. I went out and gave the chickens a little oats and corn today, but they still got plenty of regular feed. Got 8 eggs, so they're still laying pretty good. But you never know with this cold weather whether they'll just quit or what, you know.
I was talking to somebody, an older farmer, the other day, and I was talking to him about that, and he said if you'll keep them or not let the water get cold, keep them a warm water, they'll just laying all through the year.
They got heaters below each one of them for those little cups out there, and I've been checking it every day, and it's still liquid.
But I didn't know if you'd ever heard of that or not. I'd never heard that, so...
Give me the bearing on that SOB, and I'd go down there and beat him half to death. Just for the fun of it. One of these days, I'll find out. Anyways, I'll let you go, Patrick. I don't want to spoil that idiot's fun. And I'll see you tomorrow, buddy. KO4HKX in 0TR73s.
73, Tom. You and Miss Bernice have a good evening. And stay warm. And that's good timing because I'm getting ready to stop and get some fuel. KO4HKX. Clear.